January 25th, Monday. What is within the journey of your life? Prenatal education for women who are about to bear children is very important because everything is relayed to the unborn baby. Whatever gets relayed through spiritual communication will automatically connect to the unborn baby's spiritual problems. The younger the children, the faster it is relayed, the better it'll become. When accurate answers and experiences are relayed, the answers that Samuel received will take place through the next generation. There's no reason to despair if you haven't met gospel-oriented parents. Take solace because God Himself is your Father. Teach the lesson of the unleavened and leavened bread. Leviticus chapter 7, verse 13 through 14. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." There are rules when giving the peace offering to God. It's extremely important to relay these rules to your children. First, you must teach them the reason why disasters continue to occur and their solution. The peace offering refers to worship that offers thanksgiving for the grace of salvation. What must be taught through the peace offering? Number one, build your strength and accept suffering. There are lessons that the posterity must learn from past history. If you're in the gospel, the past becomes a springboard and stepping stone. Through the figures of the Bible, you must teach the posterity what they held on to as their covenant, what journey they took, and how they gave thanksgiving in all their circumstances. In addition, you must help them confirm how God fulfilled the word and covenant that they held on to. Number two, eat the unleavened bread. Ultimately, the next generation will become the main figures who will save and conquer the future. They'll eventually see that there isn't any reason to fear the sufferings of Egypt and the hardships from the wilderness because they already possess the mystery of worship, which is God's method. Furthermore, God will give them the strength to lead and carry out world evangelization. In the end, they'll be used as much as they enjoy the mystery of establishing the gospel. The roles of pastors, parents, and adults in the church are extremely important. They must help the next generation reach the place of the summit in advance and have summit time. Only then will the posterity focus and concentrate on God. Dear God, help me to hold on to your covenant and see the works of your power. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.